check 1-2, 1804.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Averato. It is August 11th, 2014. Doing this call at 7:17 in the evening. Just want to do a little bit of an audio blog here, and for all you live listeners, welcome. Welcome to fakeologist.com. Going to give you a few thoughts about a past audio chat. It was on August 10th to 11th. It was really the after show after episode 120 with Kay Hamad. Just wanted to give a shout out to Kay Hamad, who is a very dedicated listener and contributor at fakeologist.com. She did a great bit of research on the Richard Gage situation, and she also continues to expose all kinds of media fakery, controlled opposition. And she has a unique perspective because she is a Muslim, and I think she said she's married to a Palestinian. So she gives us a neat, unique perspective when she contributes to fakeologist.com. I really appreciate that. And I also want to give her a shout out because she has a great audio voice and she has a great way of communicating. I believe she's a teacher, so she's clearly qualified to share her knowledge with others and obviously certified to do so. And I wanted just to make sort of a public suggestion for her to, if she has any time, I know she's probably very busy, to come and do regular contributions to fakeologist.com, because from what I heard in the after show, which was after her show, she does quite a bit of research into conspiracies and fakery, and she's heard or researched just about everyone. So that's a valuable bit of knowledge that she has, and I encourage her and others, but especially her, to perhaps come to the audio chat, even if there's no one here, like right now, there's no one in the live stream of the audio chat, to come here and just point out some of the contributions she's made at fakeologist.com. Because not everyone can find the contributions that are sometimes very deep in the forums.fakeologist.com or in the comments under the individual blog posts. Even though latest comments are highlighted on the right side of the blog, not everybody notes or scrolls down to that side. Sometimes comments do get missed, and that's where a lot of the gold is. So if somebody makes a good comment or is very interesting or you find it interesting and you're just listening on the stream right now, I encourage you to go to audiochat.fakeologist.com, go download TeamSpeak. It's available for every single platform that I can think of, Macs, Androids, iPhones. It seems to be very competent software. And get on the live stream. It's very easy to configure. All you do is join a server, add a server in the bookmarks, and the server name is fakeologist.ddns.net. That's fakeologist. D as in Donald, D as in Donald. N as in Norway, S as in Sweden.net. Create or choose hopefully a name that you use on fakeologist.com so we can cross-reference and identify you. There's no password required. Then go to the lobby, and if you speak to an authorized agent, we have a few of them, Banazir, Vidair, and they can verify that you are who you say you are. They will go into the live stream with them, and they will give you a visitor or talking privileges, permanent talking privileges, if you're planning to be a return guest. And make an entry into the recorded daily audio blog. And of course, your message will be streamed live. Don't worry if you pause or make a mistake. That can always be overlooked. This is not any kind of professional radio station or broadcast. It's really just for fakeologist hackers like me and others that are just trying to get some sanity back into their way of looking at things and commiserating or collaborating with people that feel or see the same people and reaffirming that what you're seeing is not necessarily the illusion they want it to be. Once more, I'll give Kay Hamad a shout out. Excellent contributor. Come back on a regular basis, Kay, if you want. Carve out a regular time if you want. And just give some of your insights and your research. And there's been many other really great contributors to fakeologist.com. I really appreciate everyone's contribution in whatever way they make. And if you have lots of courage, and it takes courage to speak publicly because everyone's afraid of making mistakes. But believe me, everyone makes mistakes, some of them bigger than others, but no one is here to really judge your quality of delivery. They just want to get the information. So come on over and make your audio entry at audiochat.fakeologist.com. And another thing, if you're listening live to even another broadcast, you can come here and make comments to each other. Sort of another way of getting together and listening together to different things. If you're able to figure out how to play the stream or just of others, you can use this avenue. If it's not busy, if it's not, there's not an organized broadcast underway, you can come here and talk about just about anything you found on the internet that you question. Just come on over here and spit it out. If you don't want to make an audio post, just hash it out with others. Drop links in the chat and see if others see the same things you do. This is just a tool for people to collaborate, and this is certainly what the internet was intended for. Collaboration. This is how we can move forward. Collaborate with anyone in the world. That's another great value of this website. There's so many people from so many different corners of the globe. Because our research is just so novel, it's just so unique, it's difficult to find a neighbor in your locality that thinks the same way you do. So it's so powerful that we can reach across the world and find people, the very few people there are that are aware and willing to talk about it, write about it, comment about it. So that's the end of the entry. See, it doesn't have to be too long. And what happens is, as the entries will be gathered over a 24-hour period, and then they'll be compressed. All the silences will be removed, and then they'll be uploaded the next day at some point, and you can listen to whatever people have had to say the day before. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the stream, and we'll talk to you later.
Test, 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 test.
Okay.
Hey, Rolo.
Testing. Yeah, it's all right. Are you sad about Robin Williams' death in Rolo?
You can hear with the television, can't you?
Show us that.
I can see. I should maybe turn that up higher, shouldn't I? The voice recognition so you can't hear her in the background. The primordial. Primordial virus? Hey, Rolo, what are you doing? Pressing buttons? Oh, do I have to give you permission? Hold on here. No, I think I grant talk power. Okay. Are you there, Rolo?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
I think I have to grant you talk power.
Okay. I think...
You're not one of us.
I think what happened the other night was... I think I got a little bit stonkered.
Stonkered?
And they cut me off. I don't blame them. I didn't blame them. I think it was Ab. Ab just said, I've had enough of you. And took my book powers off. So,
I guess she came up with like a code word. Okay, Rolo's got to go.
Nebraska. Nebraska. Yeah.
Nebraska.
It's the code word. Yeah. I prefer that he has that power to cut me off.
To cut you off.
I'm not making any sense, or I'm just sort of talking out of my ass, or not letting other people talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. No one wants that, because then it ruins the whole message of fakeologist.com.
I hear you. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Do you want to go through the news?
I think we were going to talk about the death of Robin Williams. And, are you watching Fox at the moment?
No,
or,
I don't have Fox. CNN? I don't have cable.
Oh, I guess
that is a regular station, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's a regular station. You have to pay for it here.
I have Jetflix and Netflix.
All right.
And that pretty much sustains everyone's movie and show desires.
Well, I spoke to Evil Edna or Psylopticon, if you want to call him that.
Uh-huh.
And I recorded a little bit of our conversation. And he said that maybe the death could be something to do more with like a valve replacement that he had rather than popping himself by hanging.
Asphyxiation. Maybe he hung himself, and yeah. It could be that the heart valve problems caused the depression. Suffering from severe depression.
Yeah.
And then the heart problems could have brought that on.
I played a clip from, do you remember Henry Winkler?
Yes.
It was a lovely conversation there that I think Wolf Blitzer had with Henry Winkler. And do you remember him? He was Fonzie.
Yes, back in the day.
Yeah. And if you remember Mork and Mindy, which is where he really got his big break.
Yes.
Well, he actually started off on Happy Days, Mork from Ork. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't think anyone had ever seen anything like him.
Yeah. Yeah, he is an absolute one of a kind. And I think Obama or whoever says it, yeah, he's just a one of a kind individual.
It was his first movie. I remember.
Do you remember Jim Belushi? The guy, yeah. One of the ones from the Blues Brothers?
Right. Very
Not
similar.
Jim Belushi, John Belushi.
John Belushi, his brother.
Yeah, the other brother, yeah. Yeah, he was one of a kind too. And Richard Pryor sat next to him on the steps at that comedy club.
Richard Pryor, that was one of Robin Williams' first shows. He was on his TV series back in 1977.
Yep.
The Richard Pryor Show.
Yep.
And he was uncredited, episode 1.1, season 1.1. He was on the first show, I think. It was like a variety show. And then he was in Laughing. 77.
Oh, Laughing. Yeah, that was really good.
Robin Williams was, yeah. This was it was later. I think it was probably, I don't know, maybe a comeback series, 1977.
Wow.
Did they go as long as 1977?
Are you talking about Rowan and Martin's Laughing?
Laughing.
Yeah.
I think it started earlier.
I remember Goldie Hawn on that show. How young and beautiful she was.
Okay, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In pilot was 1967. This must have been
67.
Like a remake of 1977 Laugh-In.
Yeah, it must have gone for 10 years then.
I think it went for 10 years? Oh, this is a new series from 1977.
Oh, all right.
Didn't end, I guess.
Don't know, mate. I can't help you with that one.
Okay.
Before my time, but I do remember Goldie Hawn on it.
So he did
beautiful.
Happy Days. I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
It was 1979. He did Mork, my favorite Orkin, 1978. And then he came back with Mork Returns. And then they got their spinoff.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy.
Oh, but he had the Popeye movie in 1980. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah, that's right. He did too.
Yeah, he was good in that one. Well done. That was he actually did that.
Because he has the big hairy arms, and it would have been perfect for it.
But, he did that in the middle of his Mork and Mindy run.
How long did Mork and Mindy go for?
1978 to 1982.
All right. So it ran for 5 years? 5 seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there were a couple of spin-offs from Happy Days, I think.
The Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, and Fonzie.
Laverne and Shirley, that's it.
Yeah.
And that was in...
They shared like a series. I don't know. It's called the Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, Fonz Hour TV series.
Wow. Yeah, I remember Laverne and Shirley because there's that Jewish... and she's a lovely... Penny Marshall, I think. Yeah, and she directed an awesome film, one of the first films I saw, called Big, B-I-G, with Tom Hanks. It's one of his breakout films.
Oh, Penny Marshall was Laverne. Who is Shirley?
I can't remember her name, actually. I can't remember who Shirley was.
Let's go see. Her name was... I thought she was Penny Marshall. No, but it wasn't. It was... Oh, Pat. No. Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams.
Yeah, I don't know what's she doing these days. I mean, Penny Marshall became like a big director and, directed a few films.
Cindy Williams has been in a lot of short movies, TV series, Sam and Cat last year, Strawberry Summer in 2012, which is a TV movie. She's been in a miniseries in 2008.
Are you talking about Penny Marshall or are we talking about
Cindy Williams?
Cindy Williams.
You're asking what she's doing.
Yep.
She's on Law and Order, so she's done guest starring, I guess, on different things.
Well, Robin Williams won't be doing anything more, so...
You know, I was looking at his bio there, and it showed that he was actually in the middle of filming something.
Yep. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What did they do?
Yeah,
what did they do?
Did they rewrite it?
The Imaginarium of... what's it called? The Parnassus?
Film? What's his name that died?
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, yeah.
He died halfway through. And actually, the film turned out quite good because they got all the outside bits filmed.
You know what
so
I noticed?
So when they went in... Yeah, no,
you know what they took off? They took off a movie because they actually had Mrs. Doubtfire and it said proposed. This afternoon it said Mrs. Doubtfire, or it was like... proposed at the top, and now that's gone.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they were going to do another one.
Yeah, it was going to be the second.
Yep, gone now. So they didn't get any footage?
No, I guess not. And then they changed it from post-production, because there was something he was filming.
All right, well, there's nothing that they can't do these days if you just throw enough money at it.
That's really weird.
Like,
it depends
on how much you've got in the can. Depends on the director and depends on how much you've got in the can. Either you replace him, if you can't. I mean, you can't replace someone like Robin Williams, but yes, you can, really. Everyone's saying that, you know, the guy is this. Yes, he was awesome. Yes, he was original. Yes, he was great. But now he's gone. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in the DCP. I don't think he's in the Dead Celebrity Program. I think he's dead.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Well, that's all right. We all live, we all die. I mean, that's part of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Merry Friggin' Christmas comes out 2014. That's one of his post-productions. Night at the Museum was a secret to him. Absolutely anything. See, they changed something here because there was one of his movies where it said filming and another was proposed. Maybe was it The Angriest Man? That's just weird. Somebody's fixed this up today.
Well, they're quick to change things on wonky. Are you looking in Wikipedia, or is that where you're...
I'm looking at IMDb, and let's see. They probably
IMDb, had, yeah. They're the same.
IMDb.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, they put that he died.
Yep. Hmm. There you go. That's it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
You're not depressed about it, are you?
No, I think
you didn't know. You didn't know the man? You know the man?
Like I said, I only saw his wife that once, with one of his
kids. I never saw him live or anything. But I watched him.
Who was his child that was born in 1990?
Go again?
I think it was 1990.
1990, right.
That I saw. When was he filming that Peter Pan was in?
Awakenings, I think he did that year. One of my favorite films with him. Do you remember Awakenings at all?
No, I'm going to look that one up here.
Awakenings is plays a doctor and against Julie Kavanagh.
Well, that was around 1992 that they filmed that one.
Yeah,
Dr. Malcolm.
It was based on a novel by Andrew Sachs, I think.
It was called Hook. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
It was 1990.
Yeah.
Early 91 when I saw.
A hard book to read, actually. That one. Yeah. It's a hard book to read, but the movie is actually quite good because I think De Niro was really on song.
Victims of Encephalitis.
Did Penny Marshall, I think Penny Marshall directed that.
Did she? Oh, she did.
Maybe?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, there you go.
The victims of an encephalitis epidemic many years ago have been catatonic ever since. Oh, I remember that. But they give him that medication and he...
Yeah, it's a dopamine or something. Yeah, and they found out a correct dose and they got them out of their catatonic state. But again, we don't want to do spoilers.
Didn't they fade back into it?
Yeah, that's the spoiler. That's the spoiler. Yeah. That's
the bit
that makes
you cry.
What's
different about that in any other person that watches Fox News, right? In their catatonic state?
Right, you're right, mate. I'm watching it now. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
I'm watching it now, but I'm not catatonic. I'm awake, but...
No cats for you.
Well, I don't know. Look at that. There's your star. Robin Williams with little roses. You know that star. I think that must be the Hollywood Walk of
Shame.
Shame, yeah. Word, shame.
He should have aged in the past so many years.
To be an actor, sweetheart, to be an actor, you really do have to have no shame. You just got to trust the people that you're around. And if you go into a movie, I mean, every actor thinks about what movie. How is this going to be edited? How is it going to be cut? Am I going to look like a fool if I go in this film? Mm-hmm. Every actor must think that. How could they not? Mm. If you've got a reputation to uphold, I'll give you an example. Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and everyone's apparently saying, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be the bad guy. It was the best thing for him.
Yeah. I was just looking at Robin Williams. I guess there was a picture taken with someone. Dairy Queen.
I liked him when he played creepy. I really do like him playing creepy.
Yeah.
And that's those two films, One Hour Photo and Insomnia. When he played creepy, that was...
I loved him in Mrs. Doubtfire. That was just really...
He did. Yeah, again. Well, I had Pierce Brosnan playing the bad guy and who was in it? Sally Field, the one that played the...
Yeah.
Do you remember her in the young days? She was the flying nun.
Yeah. In the day.
She's grown old gracefully, actually. She's very, very pretty. Maybe she was like the sex symbol in the Burt Reynolds Cannonball Run, I think. He's hardly a sexy
girl. Yeah, that's
girl.
Right. She was with Burt Reynolds for quite a few years, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. There you go. It'll be interesting. Oh. I'm sure we'll hear all sorts of people talking about the death of Robin Williams. I've only listened to Henry Winkler. I've put it at the beginning of the chat.
Oh, see, this is one of the last pictures of Robin Williams.
Right.
He was at the Dairy Queen in Lindstrom, Minnesota. He was there for his treatment. My dog's asking to be lifted up. Just a second.
Bit of pat for me. Pat the dog for me.
It's just like high maintenance.
Yeah, it's all right.
I thought he was dying, so I treated him really kind, and now he's like abusing me. Okay,
I can hear him. I'd love to have a dog, but I live in a treehouse. It wouldn't be fair to have a dog.
Yeah, you said your birds in the treehouse.
Yeah, I got the birds in the treehouse.
Look at that length; it's really long.
Well, what a day, yeah? You don't lose someone of the caliber of Robin Williams every day. So all the other news can go hang. Like, what about all the other news that's going on?
Oh, you wonder if somebody else is going on? Pick the day when everybody else is.
And he died on the 11th.
$3 billion gone missing again.
11th. He died on the 11th. Isn't that fun to you?
I started looking at the numbers and I said, nah, this sounds pretty real.
What's the 12th here? Tuesday the 12th. It's the 11th there where you are, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
8/11 as opposed to 7/11. He could have done a month earlier.
Mm-hmm. You sound nice and clear. You sound nice and clear tonight. Are you on your PC?
Yeah, I'm on my laptop.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like usually flaky because you're always on your
My phone.
When I normally talk to you, you're normally on your phone,
I think. Shepard Smith anchors a live special on the death of Robin Williams.
Yep.
Was that what you're talking about, the Fox News special?
I'm watching it now. It's in a commercial break as we speak. Hold on. Oh, we're still on commercials.
But that man's mind moved really fast.
Isn't it funny that news, you would have commercials in news?
Yeah.
I've never it's understood.
Like the longer the longer you're away from it, the more you question a lot of what they do. Oh, I think Johnny Clues sent me this really cool link on.
Jan Eric?
Maybe Jan Eric had supplied it, I don't know. But it was on the half circles that they use in all their advertising.
Oh, yeah.
And all the different news articles. Okay. Did you see that?
Tell me about it.
Let me put it in the link.
What's the angle?
It actually prepares you to accept what they're telling you.
Right.
So it opens your, I guess it increases your alpha. At the beginning of news stories, you know, when you see that logo come onto the screen, it's spinning and swirling, and then
yeah,
But there's something about half circles that kind of move through all of these images all the time, that they use all the time, that is probably quicker to get you to that alpha state, which is really good.
Alpha state, is that what
you're saying? Your brain waves, within, I think it's within 45 seconds of watching television, your brain waves go into what they call an alpha state, lower frequency, I think. And which opens you up to suggestion, whereas it's like being hypnotized. So,
right.
They use special symbols and things to actually get you to get there quicker.
I would have thought it was more like if you're in a sort of office space environment and you're around the water fountain or whatever it is, you know, where you go and have a drink.
The water cooler?
Yeah, the water cooler. And you just talk to the person next to you, and because you watched the same thing last night on television, gives you something to talk about, like Robin Williams' death. We're around the water cooler now, talking about
it. Watch this one. I just put a link in there. It's called YouTube. I think that's the one.
All right, let me just click on it. Live stream. Right.
It's like 15 minutes, but if you watch it, it's like really interesting in how they use
Nutty Black Magic with the K. Television tricks revealed. All right. I'll cue that up and I'll give it a red hot go. Did you produce this?
No, it's from someone else.
Fiji Time. I think is that. I remember the name Fiji Time. I must have watched some of his other videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're having a good day. You're the psychologist psychiatrist. So.
Who's having a good day?
You. Are you having a good day?
I have a good day every day.
Yeah, well,
for the most part.
I'm glad to hear it. I mean, that makes me happy to know that.
I'm surprised at how some people.
How's hubby?
Good. He's like bopping around behind me, always talking.
He's a fun guy.
He's just got lots of energy. He's like a Robin Williams type.
He's your second one, isn't he?
Yeah, thinks he's funny.
Yeah, that's all right. You got it right the second time round.
I think so.
Yeah, good on you. You're a legend. I mean, you're a legend in my lifetime.
In my own mind.
No, in my lifetime. Yeah. No,
well, thank you.
Really, really enjoy talking to you. Yeah.
You guys are a lot of fun too.
The whole troop at fakeologist.com. Even the ones that if we don't get on, we still get on. Even when we don't get on, like, you know what I'm talking about. There's a couple there we had some squabbles with
a knockdown drag out. Hey, it was all an act. It was all Fakeology.
I love it. Because
they were like best friends the next day, right? It was all an act.
That's fucking hilarious. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
Knock down, drag out.
Yeah. I think you're a fake. I think you're a fake. And okay, let's get on.
Oh, you're fake. You're fake. Weak sauce. I love it.
Yeah.
Knock down, drag out. I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that expression in a while.
No hair pulling.
No hair pulling. Cat fights.
I think we were just all...
In an apparent suicide. So it says, Sheriff says Robin Williams dead in an apparent suicide. Is the big banner on Fox News as we speak. Yeah, in an apparent suicide. So they're not saying it's suicide. Apparent. Alleged, I think, is the word. Alleged? Johnny Clear's favorite word. Alleged.
Alleged suicide. What did they find? They say it was asphyxiation. So was his head allegedly in the oven or was it
tied up
in the closet?
Don't know. Maybe William, the carver, they get the carver guy to do the autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him? Wayne H. Carver?
Oh, yeah. He looked like the bald eagle.
The craziest fucking thing I've ever seen on television in my life is that interview. Like, holy shit, is this guy a bad actor or is he, what's he doing?
He's a bad actor.
He's all over the place. Yeah. Like, he's making stupid jokes and he's talking about dead, like 20 dead children or something. Yeah, and he's making stupid jokes.
Yeah.
Incredible. Wayne H. Carver. That had it all. It had creepy Uncle Gene and, a thousand things. Yeah, that were fun.
Yeah.
But the story in its hilarity was not a good story at all.
Which one's that?
I don't know. We're talking about Sandy Hoax.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to go there. Not today. Well, I look forward to hearing you again on abarettaspsychologist.com.
Uh-huh. When is he having his next show?
I think I pissed him off because you had to grant me talking hour on this TeamSpeak thing. I think he took it away from me because
I don't think you ever had it, did you?
Well, I don't know if you... You've given it to me now. Does that mean I keep the talk power on the live stream or not?
No, it's like once you leave the room, you don't have it.
All right. Well, that's okay. Yeah, I think I got out of line the other night from what I remember.
You've been doing so well.
And I don't remember it. My wife actually said she remembers me and Ab had a
duking
little
it
bit
out.
Of a... how could you get off side with Ab? Guy is just the gentlest and kindest, sweetest guy I've ever met in my life.
He missed his calling as a dry psychologist.
Well, obviously.
Or a dry psychiatrist.
Yeah, well, obviously I did. I must have said something that upset him. And he punted me.
Remember.
And I deserved. I probably deserved it too, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was that, Saturday night?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Or was it Friday, Sunday morning?
I don't remember.
Sunday morning.
I hit the fire water. You know what fire water is?
Oh no, sounds powerful.
It's single malt Scotch whiskey. I hit it pretty hard this weekend, so I drank a couple of bottles of it. And when I do that,
your
I'm in
liver
no
must
man's
be
land,
Swiss but, cheese.
Yeah, no man's land. That's right. Oh. Yeah, it's funny though. People still want to keen to talk to me.
Well, you're sounding great now.
Yeah. Well, you sound good too.
You just hook up an IV and don't get into that strong stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what Ab says. Stay away from the fire water. All right, mate. I might love you and leave you.
Is it lunchtime there, or is it 12:30 your time? Lunch.
Yeah, 12. Yeah,
it's lunch tomorrow.
Lunch tomorrow. So I might go and have some lunch. So call me anytime.
Well, you have a wonderful day.
Call me anytime, but I'm going to love you and leave you.
I do. I do call you anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
So
and
you have a
I
good one, Rollo?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate.
Take care.
And what's this Illuminati Black Magic with a K, capital K, which is my favorite letter in the
okay,
alphabet.
Okay, there you
it's
go.
It's the 11th. It's
we'll
the
enjoy.
11th. Okay. All right, mate.
Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, TTFN.
Bye-bye.
Bye.